from Sweetest Friends. This year is Chus L'Refuas, Rabbi Yehoshua Meir ben Sarah Rachel. Ram Rachel Sarai should have Refuas Shleim Sarach Shachol Israel. The Gemara Mesechet Makas in Afchof Aleph Amid Beis teaches us that, says Rav Ashi, that if a person is wearing shaniz and somebody says to him, take it off, for each hasra, he's chayiv, even if he didn't do any maisa, he just had it on him. The sheer of time, the amount of time, could they live shot for a little posh, he's chayiv. Frek the Tosis Shans, why should he be chayiv? He didn't do a maisa? How can he be chayiv in every hasra, as if he was poshet for chazer v'lobash, as the Tosis Shans understands, if he ki'ilu poshet for chazer v'lobash, but he didn't do a maisa? So the answer is, since betchilas levisha he did a maisa, you're only getting makas if you get him to do a maisa. So how's he getting makas for each time? The answer is the maisa was when he put it on in the first place. Also a nazir, he says, he goes into the Beis HaKvaros b'shita teva u'migdol, so he's not tameh, he's blacked off, he's sealed off, and then somebody removes the cover, he's chayev just on being there. He didn't do a maisa. The answer is that he did a maisa by going in betchilas haknisa, he did a maisa. So you're chayiv in the original mice, even though the removal of the cover, he didn't do a mice aver, somebody else to remove the cover, but he's chayiv on his original mice of coming in. And we can also understand based on this, the Gemara in Brachos Yotes Amid Beis. Person's wearing kalayim, he should take them off even in the marketplace. Frek the Gemara, it says, V'salamta man pamshtam salem, zaken venu lefi chavoido. So you see that Mishum Kavra Brias, we're doicha, mitzvah says, say doiraisa. Mishum Kavra Brias, we're doicha, mitzvah says, doiraisa. And we don't return a lost object. So why then do we say that Hayalavish Bikalayim, if a person's wearing shanis, he should take them off even in the shuk? Mishum Kavod HaBrias, you see by Aveda, it's Docha Mitzvah Daraisa. And so the Gemara Nohasim Sheval Taisa. There, it's a Sheval Taisa. Meaning there, in the case of the Aveda, Sheval Taisa just not returning the object. Mashen came the wearing of the Kalayim. Frekta Taisa Shan. So what's the Sheval Taisa wearing Kalayim? He's Lovish Kalayim. Now, he's not doing a Maisa. He's just on him. There it is. No. Since Betchilas HaLevishi did a Maisa, it's not considered a Sheval Taisa. It's as if he did a Maisa Kol Shah. Since Mitchila he did a maisa when he wore it, and now he's holding it on in order to be poshet v'lovesh, it's considered a maisa since they were masral kol shehiyah v'shehiyah. So the original maisa is considered a maisa, even though now he's not doing a maisa. It's a big yisod. This is all brought by Rivki Shtetner Zatzal in the Nasan Pirio. Page Kuvtzadi Tez. The Ritva writes, for Kashle, the Reb Meir, Hechlok, the Reb Ashi, Lovid Maisa. How did you get Malkus? For Shatnez, according to Rebbe Meir, according to Reb Ashi, I didn't do a Maisa. Velo Tirit Klum. He didn't answer. Avabatosis Tirtsu, Kevin Shah, Yochel, Livshait, Veno Poshait, Vomit, Malbush, Zechoshiv Maisa. Since he could have taken it off and he didn't take it off, that's considered a Maisa. Just leaving it on is considered a maisa, because he could have taken it off. Why? For the original, he doesn't say this, but l'chora, what the Ritva means is for the original levisha, just leaving it on is in a maisa. But for original Maisa Levisha, what's the Raya? Because he brings a Raya from the case of the Nazir going into the Beis HaKvaros with the Shita Tevu Migdal, and then they remove the cover. So he's Chayav al Shehiya, Kaven the Knisa, but Priya of it Maisa. Either the Knisa that he, if he went in, or the Priya if he removed the cover. So since he did a Maisa, so now he's Chayav Kol Shah V'Shah on his Maisa. Also brings a Raya from the Gemara in Brachos that it's considered a maisa leaving the clothing on. Why? And he says that kevin sheyachal livshayt ve'eno poishayt chashvinin laikilu lov shoachshav. And also by this, Lachori means that the original Levishas Kalayim, that's considered a Maisa. So writes the Avnei Nezer and Orachaim Simit Sadi Dalet. Look there in the Avnei Nezer. So the Kesef Mishnah understands the Ritva differently. The Kesef Mishnah writes in the 10th paragraph of Kalayim, Alach Alamid, Shemayach Hashayi B'yodol Esakin Lahasira Yisra Me'olav B'chol Pam Shemasrim B'ochash of Kaloi Vesh. Since he could have been metaken, he could have removed the Yisr, it's as if he's loivish. Frek the Shagasarye in the Chuvas HaChadoshos in Simon Yud Beis, it's not enough. What do you mean he could have removed the Yisr? But not removing is Sheva Al Taisa. How's that different than Nosar, which is also a Sheva Al Taisa? And he says, Karov Beina, what he thinks the Ritva means is that the Tchilas Levisha was Aide Maisa. And you see that Taka, that's Pshat in the Ritva, because the Raya he brings from the one who goes into the Beis HaKvaris. And he says, the B'kniso B'pri Ovid Maisa, since he did a Maisa originally, that also counts for now. And he gets Malkus, he's high for the Shehiyah, so to the wearing of the Kalayim. The original Maisa is enough now to get Malkus for each Shehiyah, each warning, each Hasra. And the Shagasai there, and the Yeshanos and Simon Lamed Beis, he's Marich, and he was Mechavein, Midinavshe by himself, he was Mechavein to the Tosfos Shatz and the Ritva, Ein Sham. The Tosfos in Shavuos of Yud Zayin Amar Aleph also writes that the reason of Rav Ashi that he's Mechayev, even without Shah, Kadei Livshay Tvilubo, the Mechayev Afilu Belo Shah, Kadei Livshay Tvilubo, Shtochashiv Shehiyah, Kemaisa came into Tchilas Halavisha Al Yidei Maisa. He says the same Svara. Tosas in Nazir Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. The Benazir Beis HaKvaris Havakilu Kalav She Yeshbo Maisa B'mashu Yotzei Beis HaKvaris Shinodir Benazir. What does that mean? To the Melech HaMid, the Mishnah Lamelech explains in the third paragraph of B'yas Mikdash Halacha Falav, that since Tchilas Kenisas Lebeis HaKvaris was Aidei Maisa, that he doesn't leave is considered a Maisa. B'mashayin Yotzei Beis HaKvaris K'shanot Benazir, not leaving, it's considered a Maisa because he did a Maisa originally. And look again in the Shagasari Achadoshes and Simon Yud Beis, he's Mevarer. If the Tchilas Maisa was Beheter, if that's considered a Lav Sheish Bo Maisa. But you see that way from the Tosis in Nazir. Why didn't he bring the Tosis in Nazir? Tosis in Nazir says, he makes it in Nazir, Vubeis HaKvar, it's a Lav Sheish Bo Maisa, because he doesn't leave. And the Mishnah HaMelech explains, because he came in because he originally came in. That's the Maisa. Aye, that's a Maisa Beheter. When he came in, he wasn't a Nazir yet. So the answer is, even a Maisa Beheter is considered a Maisa to be Chai of Malkus afterwards on the Yisr. So certainly an original Maisa Yisr is enough afterwards to be Mechayiv a few times on each Hasra, like by wearing Shatnez and the like. And also, even if the Maisa is Beheter, it's also Mechayiv. It's also a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. And with this we can explain the Gemara in Me'ilah, Dalet Amud Beis. There the Gemara says, Halona, the Ka'ovid B'yodayim, Loi Mahani Zrika, La'afuke Midei Me'ilah. If a person does Halona, he leaves over the blood, overnight, and then he does a Zrika, that Zrika is not going to be an effective Zrika to take this carbon out of the category of Me'ilah. It's still Chayiv Me'ilah. Only when one does a proper Zerika is one Chayiv in Me'ilah. But Halana, that he leaves it over, and then he does Zerika, that's not Afuke Midei Me'ilah. But Machshava Deloy Ka'ovid B'yadayim Mahani Le Zerika Afuke Midei Me'ilah. But a Machshava, Machshevis Pigo, which he didn't do with his hands, it's in his Machshava, there, that Zrika b'machsheves pigul is motzi, this animal midei mi'ilah, it's an effective
Zrika, to take it out of the category of Me'ila. Rashi says, Halana de ka'avid isura biyadayim, shahayalo lezorko vehelino. He should have thrown it, and he left it over. What, Rashi's bothered. What's the ka'avid isura biyadayim? Why is halana considered asiyas isur biyadayim? Zokt Rashi, shahayalo lezorko vehelino, dehainu de ka'avid leipsu biyadayim. He should have thrown it, and he left it over. So he's making a psul biyadayim. His inaction, his passively not throwing it, is a maisa biyadayim. Dilagabe, machshava de pigul, choshev lulino maisa biyadayim, vis-a-vis. In comparison to the machshava of pigul, lino is considered a maisa biyadayim. It's more of a maisa biyadayim than the mere machshava of pigul. Hilchoch, konsinon le, the leitihani le zriko la afuke midei mi'ila, elamoyelin nami la'achar zriko. Therefore, we penalize him that the zriko should not be effective to take it out of the category of Mi'ila. There's still going to be Mi'ila after this week. Aval Machsheves Pigel. We're still in Rashi. Lo Yavid Maisa Biyadayim, Ela Psul Machsheva. There it's not a Maisa Biyadayim, that's only a Psul Machsheva. Same Lach Lo Kansin and Lay. So let's say that we didn't consin him, we didn't penalize him. Umahani Le Zrika La Fuge Mide Mi'ila Ad Kan Lashon HaGemara. It's good for everybody in their free time to learn Maseches Mi'ila. So we have to understand, how is Halonas Dam considered a maisa biyadayim? Noiser is a lav she ain't bo maisa, like we see in numerous places in Shas when you leave the buser over. So why is leaving the blood considered a maisa biyadayim? But based on what we said, where tchilas dover was al yedei maisa, and then afterwards everything is considered that you did it biyadayim, we understand very well. Because we see in Yuma, Daf Chof Hei Amid Beis, that the one who's Mekabel the Dam is the one who does Zrikas Hadam. And it's Pashat, that immediately when he was Mekabel the Dam, there's a Choyvas Zrika. Because Ein Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs Mitzvah Shabbat Yod Chalatach Mitzena, Yuma Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Now, when he leaves the blood in his hands and he doesn't throw it, and through this, it becomes possible. Lino, it's like he possibly it biyadayim, and he's doing a maisa. Why? Because he was goyrem lepsol adam al yedei maisa anachem yada. He's goyrem to possibly his blood by leaving it in his hand. Because even though when he left it in his hand, there's no psul in the dam immediately, because there's still time to throw it. Nevertheless, when he's mail in the dam in the end, and he doesn't throw it, the dam is pasul. It's as if he did a maisa biyadayim, because tchilas hadavar was ayidei maisa, since it was originally done with a maisa, i.e. the maisa of kabbalas adam. Memela afterwards, it's also considered a maisa. Ve'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. Uman nazir shebishas k'nisos lebeis hakvoris. There was no iser at all. When he went in there, he was blocked off. He was sealed off. There was no iser. And also, when he became a nazir, and when he's already in the Beis HaKvaris, b'shas haknisa, he wasn't a nazir at all. V'unichnas beheter gamul. Nevertheless, when he makes a neder afterwards, b'naziris, or they remove the covering, the maisa knisa is mitzdarev to consider it a lav sheyesh bo maisa, like the Mishnah LeMelech writes. That even when the Knesset was beheter, it's mitzdarev. Mikol shekein, in our case, that when he left the blood, miyado, achar kabbaloso, he already had a choyvas zrika. So now immediately he's ready over an emach misa mesa mitzvahs, tayri yid, why are you throwing the blood? So vadai, he's considered that he's making the psulina, biyadayim, just by leaving it there. V'yaseru mizu yitachin. We can say that not only is the leaving it in his hand that he just left it in his hand. You could say two ways. You could say the leaving it in his hand is a maisa, because he should have been throwing it. Mitzvah ba'al yad chal tach mitzan, he's already over an issa from the start. Or maybe the maisa of Kabbalah Sadan. So either because he's over an ein machmitzan as a mitzvah immediately, or because of the maisa of Kabbalah Sadan. But either way, it's considered a maisa. And this is all shaykh ba'alon as Hadam. But benoiser, vaday, it's not considered a maisa when he's sitting and not eating. Because there's no maisa at all. So the bailam shechta, the carbon. Mitzvah shechita ala bailam, we've seen Pesachim Zayin Amad Aleph. But when he leaves it, after shechita, the Kohen comes to get the blood and bezorek the blood, so there's no chovas achilas carbon. Because there's no mitzvah to, there's no heter to eat the carbon until Zerikas Hadam. And therefore that he leaves the carbon, b'shas hashchita, you can't connect that to what happens afterwards. Because there was no chovas achila, there was an isra achila. So he did his ma'isa shchita givaldik. But now there's an isra achila. You're not allowed to eat the carbon called the Mizrikas Hadam. Makas Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Sinajus Amar Kimel Amar Aleph. So therefore, that's mafsik. And then when there's no sir afterwards, salav shem bo maisa. But Alanis Hadam, there it goes straight in. It's right after, there's the Ein Machmis and it's a mitzis. And he did the maisa of Kabbalah Hadam, he should have gone and thrown it. He didn't. So now when it's Alanis Hadam, when day breaks, so that's considered a maisa because of his original maisa. There he should have. There his original maisa is mitzdarif, but by shchita, by the shchita sabaylam, it's not mitzdarif because in the interim it was also from tita carbon, and therefore nos is considered a lav she'ein bo maisa. Beautiful. So we learned the big yisod here. We have a lot more to do. Belina, during this sugya, we have a lot more to do in a lot of sugyas in Maseches Makos and all over Shas. But we're going to leave that to Mirtz Hashem. Hopefully, next time we will continue in this sugi. B'li neder, Kodesh Baruch Hu give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim to continue. And we should be zocha lilmo du lelamed lishmo v'las l'kaim is kol divrei sam torah to be ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.